Okay. Hi. My name is Gloria, and I am 14 years old. Today is the 1st of December, and I'm speaking with my mom, who is Renee Sealing. We are recording this interview in the car in Madison, Wisconsin. Hi, Mom. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult childhood memories, or just memories in general?
Yeah, I would say my most difficult childhood memory was when I was in high school earning money to go to Spain. I did an exchange for 1 month, and I wanted to go back the summer after my senior year to Spain, and my dad did not want to let me because we had an agreement that they would pay for half of my college, and we had knew what that half was. I would pay for half and my parents would pay for half. And my dad had never been to Europe, and he thought if I had enough money to go to Europe twice before he went once, that he wouldn't need to pay for my college. And he so much said that if I go again, he is going to withdraw his deal to pay for half of my college. And so that was a very rough year between my dad and I, that senior year.
Has Grandpa been to Europe now?
He has since been to Europe, yes.
Where did he go?
Several places. He's been to several of the European countries. I'm not sure of all which ones.
Okay.
England and Norway, I know.
Okay, what are you proudest of, and why does it make you feel proud?
Wow, I guess what comes to mind is something that just happened recently.
Okay.
And that was, I was at a reception for Fitchburg, Wisconsin leaders, because Mom, your grandma, was being honored as the former mayor of Fitchburg and a person who has had the greatest impact on Fitchburg, Wisconsin. So she was getting like a mayor of the, I guess it was called Mayor's Ward. So Mayor Aaron Richardson, the current Fitchburg mayor, gave her an award of recognition for having a huge impact on Fitchburg. So that I was really proud of my mom, of her, and I was proud for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And is it still on?
Yeah.
And they're naming a meeting room in the Fitchburg City Hall after her, which is super cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What are your hopes and what are your hopes for what the future holds for me or for my children?
Ooh, what are my hopes that the future holds for you and for your children?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope that you choose your path of what is right for you. I hope that you choose a path of a career, and even though it might change through your years, I hope that you choose one that's a good fit for you, that can bring you satisfaction and help you make a living. I hope when you choose a lifetime partner, that you choose one that is going to be good to you, and that you're a good fit for each other. And I hope that you're happy.
Okay, thank you. And what were you like growing up, and what are your favorite childhood stories?
What was I like growing up? Ugh. Well, that was a long time ago. I was very studious. I was
like
a little
smart?
Studious, meaning I studied. I did my homework. I turned it in. I studied for tests.
Yeah, I can't relate.
I got good grades. I was pretty much a rule follower.
You were a good kid.
I was. What are my favorite childhood memories? Is that the question? I guess I remember being active in our church. And I do remember I was in a play one time with my sister Wendy, your Auntie Wendy. Yeah. And that was fun. I remember being happy to take a role there. I remember enjoying being involved in our church and doing the children's sermon once in a while and helping out here and there, reading lessons in Sunday worship. I also was really driven for fitness. I was very interested in health, so I was always looking at how I could be healthy and exercise. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so how did you meet your husband or wife?
Okay, I met my husband, who is your dad, in the high school weight room when I was your age, 14.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Imagine meeting my husband. Oh my God.
Who knew it? I was working out in the weight room, and I had read All-Star Converse high tops, which nobody else I knew had those. And there was this cute boy who had green Converse All-Star high tops. And he was really shy looking, shy eyes, these puppy dog eyes. And he kind of would like smile and look away when we caught each other's eye.
Wow.
And I didn't know who he was, but I was interested in him. And the funny thing is, after, I don't know, a couple months after working out in the weight room regularly, I ran into a girl in the weight room, a girl in the locker room. And I took a double take because I knew this girl. But all of a sudden I said, wait a minute. Hey, Sue, do you have a brother? She said reluctantly, yeah, why? And I'm like, does he work out in the weight room? She's like, I don't know, probably. Why, what did he do? And I'm like, I don't know. I just have seen somebody in the weight room. And all of a sudden when I saw you, I thought, oh my gosh, I wonder if that's your brother because you look so much like him. And I asked Sue what his name was and she said, Brian. And then I think Sue talked to her brother and told her brother who I was. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that might have been a little bit how it started.
Yeah.
But we started chatting a little bit here and there in the weight room. And then one time he followed me afterward and asked if we could go out, which we did. And we dated for a few months, like 3 months, and then we decided we were not ready to be too that serious, you know. We were not really into kind of what some of our friends were into, which was like hanging out at each other's lockers, kissing at each other's lockers. It was just like we were totally not into that. We were not really ready for that. And so we were more interested in our friends and hanging out with our friends. So we decided to break up and just be friends. And then we were 2 grades apart, so we didn't really see each other until I graduated from high school and he came to his sister Sue's graduation party. His parents made him. We saw each other again and sparks flew and the rest was history.
Okay, so are there any traditions that have been passed down in your family? How can you tell me about them? Or can you tell me about
them? Yes, we used to play put and take all the time. A game of cards and a game of poker chips. And I want you to learn how to play because
I do know how to play.
Okay.
We learned at Thanksgiving. It was extremely boring.
Reluctantly, yes, but it is fun.
Well, you made us.
So we'll play some more. But that
oh, great.
That was, I got to get some poker chips. But that, bringing back those traditions that I grew up with are really special. Other traditions, with Christmas Eve, we open presents at Christmas Eve in my family, and Christmas Day in your dad's family. So we've kept that tradition. My mom,
you're going home to decorate the Christmas tree.
Yep. Your grandma always made sugar cookies, and every Christmas we would frost them. All the kids would frost them and decorate them. And that was so fun. Every year we would spend hours doing that.
Nice.
She would make homemade eggnog. That was special. And we would do the church Christmas program. And yeah.
Okay. How has your life been different than what you'd imagined?
Yeah, I imagined being more of a career woman than I am. I was very driven in my field of health education, health promotion and wellness, and community education. Disease prevention. I was fascinated in that field and very driven. And even outside of my work, I would volunteer in the community on different committees and forums and volunteer efforts. So that was kind of how I saw myself. That's partly why we delayed having children, is because we were both very content, and we were very physically active. On weekends we were biking and hiking and paddling and camping and kayak camping, and you know, we didn't really want to slow down, therefore we delayed having children until we were really, really ready. So there are two things that I see differently than I thought, is that I am not a career woman. I kind of didn't really envision that. And then number two, I never really envisioned being inactive physically. You know, I didn't imagine joint injuries that would slow me down. And I didn't realize, like, once you slow down, how hard it is to get back and how much energy it takes to get back into it just to maintain. At the age of 50, I'm surprised how old my body feels and how hard it is to stay active. I never struggled with being unhappy with my physical activity or body image until I was in my mid-40s.
Yeah. Okay. What is your best memory of your childhood? Did I already ask that question?
No. What is my best memory of my childhood? I guess maybe I'll say going to Spain. When I was a junior, I went for a month in the summer, and I haven't had more than a couple seconds to think about it, but that really changed my life, changed my outlook. It was one of the most life-changing things as a child. You know, I was just getting close to adulthood at that point, but that was a really good experience. And I guess, even more so, a year and a half before that, my family, my mom and dad, hosted a student from Spain.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what triggered it. That's a good memory.
Being attached to the country.
That started my interest in studying a language and traveling in another country and learning about other cultures it really opened my mind.
Yeah. Okay. And who has been the most important person in your life?
It's pretty easy to decide that it would be my mom.
Yeah.
She is an amazing mother and an amazing person. And what did it say? What was the exact question?
Who has been the most important person in your life?
Yeah. So I credit her with so much of who I am.
Yeah.
Parenting me and even helping me with parenting little ones and being my support system even now at age 50. And she's 74.
Yeah. Okay. Lastly, how do you want to be remembered? Like, by me and by your grandkids?
Yeah, how do I want to be remembered? Okay.
Obviously a bad driver.
No, your dad just tries to get you to think that. I'm not a bad driver. How do I want to be remembered? I want to be remembered as a caring person. I want to be remembered as a good mom. I want to be remembered as a good friend. I want to be remembered as somebody who gives back to the community and gives of time and talent and energy to improve the community. And that would be like leading Girl Scouts, volunteering at church, teaching Sunday school, leading a service team, chairing the committee that are of our partnership with Santa Maria Spanish Speaking Church, making a meal for the teachers during the conference week.
Yeah.
Volunteering like that. Like, if I can, I want to show my appreciation for their efforts.
Yeah. The best sub ever. The legend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for letting me interview you, Mom.
You're welcome, hon.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Love you.